When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 78, more capital gains tax questions. Today's capital gains tax question comes from Emily. She says, I was hoping you could help me with the below. We bought a London property in 2007. We lived in it for 2 years, then on and off for a further 2 years, and we rented it out from 2010 to the present day. We bought another property in Edinburgh in 2011, and this is our primary residence. We're now selling this property and we're going to rent. Is there any way we can avoid paying future capital gains tax on the property in London going forward? Well, thank you for your question, Emily. I got back in touch with Emily to clarify that she would be renting where she's living in Edinburgh and that she'd be keeping the property that they own in London and renting that out to tenants. So given that Emily is going to be renting her property in London, the main way that she might avoid paying further capital gains on the property in London is if she can make that property her primary residence. It may be reasonable to assume that because Emily only owns this one property, she says she's going to rent in Edinburgh in the future, that the property in London would automatically be considered as her primary residence, and hence, once she sells the property in Edinburgh, the one in London would then become exempt for capital gains tax while she only owns that one property. However, based on my analysis of the HMRC website and their rules, I'm afraid, Emily, it isn't quite this straightforward. Firstly, to qualify for PPR, that London property has to be your only or main residence. Now, yes, it is your only, debatable whether it's your main, but the key is residence rather than property there. Under this section, the HMRC stipulate that you must, and I quote, live in the property, which is to be designated as your primary residence. This is then again supported by the wording in the section under their period of absence section, which speaks in terms of occupying the property rather than owning the property. And the final kicker comes from the overview section, the HMRC section on primary residence relief, and it says that for private residence relief, you don't pay capital gain tax when you sell your home if all of the following apply. And the first of the criteria list is you have one home and you've lived in it as your main home for the time you've owned it. So, unfortunately, you can see here that PPR relief is based on where you've lived rather than where you've owned. So, Emily, in your situation, beyond making sure that you structure a sale tax efficiently in the future when you do sell the London property, and making sure that you and your partner both own 50% so you can both make the most of your personal allowances for capital gains, there isn't any obvious way to reduce your capital gains tax liability on that property going forward. The only things I can suggest, which obviously might not align with your life goals and your life plans, is that if you sold your property in London now, and you bought in Edinburgh, if you plan to stay there, then obviously when you lived in the property that you owned in Edinburgh, that would be your primary residence, so that then wouldn't be subject to capital gains in the future. Or if you moved back home and you moved into the property that you own in London, that would then become the your primary residence because you're living there in London and you own it. So we get a lot of questions on capital gains tax. We're happy to answer them, because the more questions we get, then obviously a lot of people are struggling with that as a topic. Happy to answer them. If you've got questions or anything else, if you're bored of listening to people ask capital gains tax questions and me answer them, then send in your question on something else related to personal finance. I'm happy to answer any of the questions. We can get a discussion going in the comments of the show notes of that episode. So if you want to have a look at the show notes and the discussion as a result of this episode, head to moneystepper.com/question78. Next, we've got a couple of investing questions coming up. and we'll end the week with a capital gains tax question again, but on a sale of a garden. So hopefully see you all next week. If you've got any of your own questions, you know where to ask them. Have a good weekend, guys.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.